This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The winter session of Parliament began today. The session will provide a total of 15 sittings spread over a period of 19 days. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned till tomorrow after completing its scheduled business for the day. Earlier conducting the proceedings of the upper house as a chairman for the first time, Mr. C.P. Radhakrishnan urged members of Parliament to uphold the constitution and follow established norms, emphasizing the Lakshman Rekha of parliamentary conduct.
Every parliamentary device we use with sincerity becomes a step towards justice, equality and human dignity. Let us commit ourselves to ensuring that our actions inside this house reflect the aspirations of every farmer, every worker, every street vendor, every woman and youth, and the poorest of the poor who look at the parliament with a lot of hopes.
Welcoming Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan on the first day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, Mr. Radhakrishnan's rise from an ordinary background to the Vice Presidency reflects the true strength of the country's democracy.
हमारे सभापति जी एक किसान परिवार से निकले हैं और पूरा जीवन समाज सेवा के लिए समर्पित किया है. समाज सेवा ये उनकी निरंतरता रही है. राजनीतिक क्षेत्र उसका एक पहलू रहा, लेकिन समाज के प्रति समर्पित होकर के जितना कुछ अपने युवा काल से लेकर अब तक वो करते आए हैं, करते रहे हैं, वो हम सभी समाज सेवा के प्रति रुचि रखने वाले लोगों के लिए एक प्रेरणा है, एक मार्गदर्शन है.
The leaders of different political parties also welcome Mr. Radhakrishnan on assuming the chair. Meanwhile, the Lok Sabha witnessed multiple adjournments amid uproar by the opposition parties on various issues, including special intensive revision of electoral rolls in several states and union territories. Amidst the opposition ruckus, the Lok Sabha passed the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Second Amendment Bill 2025 with voice vote. Government has said that 2.72 crore artisans have been enrolled under the PM Vishwakarma scheme so far. The scheme was launched in 2023 for a period of 5 years to provide end-to-end holistic support to artisans and craftspeople of 18 traditional trades who work with the hands and tools. Minister of State for Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, Shobha Karandlaje, informed this in a written reply to questions in the Rajya Sabha. She said that over 23 lakh beneficiaries have been provided skill training and 7 lakh beneficiaries have been paid digital incentive amounting to over 23 crore rupees. The central government has approved the scheme for the Prime Minister's Awards for Excellence in Public Administration 2025. The Minister of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions said that the awards aim to recognize the contribution of civil servants across the country. It added that the PM's awards will consist of trophy, scroll and an incentive of 20 lakh rupees to be utilized for implementation of projects of bridging resource gaps in any area of public welfare. Chief of the Indian Navy Admiral Dinesh Tripathi highlighted the importance of the nation's maritime strength. Speaking at the General B.C. Joshi Memorial Lecture organized at the Savitri Bai Phule Fuller University, Pune, today Admiral Tripathi emphasized that achieving self-reliance in warship construction is crucial for fulfilling the goals of Atmanirbhar Bharat. He noted that shipbuilding significantly boosts the nation's economy and creates large-scale employment opportunities. He further added that skilled participation of the youth is essential to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. Ukraine and the US held talks in Florida aimed at creating reliable security guarantees for Kyiv as part of Washington-backed peace plan to end Russia-Ukraine war. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who met with the Ukrainian delegation led by the head of Kyiv's National Security and Defense Council, Rustam Umarov, said that discussions are productive but there is more work to be done. Rubio said the U.S. has been in touch with varying degrees with Russian officials and has pretty good understanding of their views as well. The talks came after Rubio and Ukrainian negotiators met in Geneva, Switzerland to revise Trump's peace plan, which was initially criticized as a Russian wish list. In hockey, India will kickstart the campaign at the Women's FIH Junior World Cup against Namibia in Santiago, Chile this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.